Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all great things that you're doing here in the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by ATU 85 and the Iron Workers Local 3. We appreciate their support, that's for sure. Joining us today from Politico, we've got Megan Casella. Megan, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. Apparently, President Trump has signed an executive order to review Buy American, Hire American.
He will this afternoon.
This is kind of troubling for me. My initial reaction is he's saying, what, we don't need to buy American products with taxpayer funding? We don't need to hire Americans with taxpayer funding? What's going on?
It's actually the opposite. It's that he is trying to put himself on the side of the American worker and manufacturer and wants to review these processes and in a bid to ramp them up, to call for stronger enforcement on some of these standards that are already in place. He, at this point, isn't proposing any major changes to the policies that are in place, but is calling for some reviews in various cabinet agencies and across the government to try to increase the number of American workers hired and the amount of American materials used rather than foreign workers and foreign-sourced material.
In your estimation, with your understanding of what's going on, has Donald Trump gone out of his way in the past in his own personal dealings to hire Americans to use U.S.-made materials? Is that something that he's been doing for a while, or is this something new?
That's sort of the divide here, that in his personal life and in the private sector, the Trump Foundation and the various businesses that's been out of the Trump name have been criticized for using foreign workers and foreign materials. And, you know, some government officials, when they were briefing reporters last night, were asked about that. And the standard line is sort of, you know, now Mr. Trump is in the government and the federal government should be using American workers and American-made materials. And they're not really willing to discuss what happened in the past and what is happening in the private sector under Mr. Trump's name. They're more focused now on what government contractors and government projects will use.
You know, I have noticed a disturbing trend of U.S. military vehicles and other governmental U.S. federal government vehicles, or at least foreign-made vehicles with U.S. government license plates on them, being driven by military recruiters, by being driven by people from the government services agency and others. Is Mr. Trump proposing to stop that and make sure that the United States government, using taxpayer dollars, is only buying American-made equipment?
It's interesting that you bring that up. I actually got an email from another reader this morning naming a similar scenario in the Department of Veterans Affairs, also not using American-made materials there. I think the administration would say that's exactly what this executive order hopes to do, hopes to review. It's calling on every single government agency to go back and review its practices, and it's aimed at rooting out every weak area of enforcement, weak area of compliance, every loophole. And by Thanksgiving Day, they're asking Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to give a report advising how to crack down on these loopholes. So, you know, I'm sure the same way you've seen it with vehicles and military driving foreign-made vehicles, I'm sure several departments probably have stories like that. And that's, I guess, what they're trying to root out. You know, what remains to be seen is whether or not every single one of those loopholes is discovered, is brought to light, and then also, you know, what actions are actually taken to cut down on those uses.
Well, I can tell you that at least it's my understanding that it is Congress mandated that if a foreign-made vehicle cost, I think it was 10 or 12% less than the American-made vehicle, Congress mandated that these organizations must buy the foreign-made product. Is Donald Trump prepared to force Congress to reverse that?
That's interesting. Trump himself, I don't think, could force them to do anything, but I know there are many lawmakers who are also on the side of Buy America and Hire America and want to see some of these steps taken. So I think it would depend, Trump himself could lobby Congress, could push them to, change certain statutes or whatever it may be. I'm not super familiar with the law that you just mentioned there, but it would be up to Trump to try to lobby them, to sway them, whichever way he wanted them to.
And Megan, please don't, this is a sore spot for me. being a veteran, I got to tell you, I was not happy seeing a military recruiter driving a Hyundai, but that's another story.
Right. No, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was broken down on the side of the road, too. So that's another story in and of itself. give me a Chevy any day. But long story short, Megan, I appreciate you covering this. This is something that's very important. And I for one, if President Trump does increase the adherence of buying American and hiring American practices, and does that, I will sing his praises on this issue from the rooftops. But if this is one of those cases where it's like, oh, yeah, you can buy American as long as it's on a Tuesday and it's the left hand and this, that, and the other thing. And, of course, unless it's a constituent, from Georgia where, then, maybe not so much. But that's another story. So,
right. That's the worry. You're not alone in that fear that this is a mere lip service to an issue that many people feel very strongly about. So it'll remain to be seen sort of what concrete steps are to take it.
And I'm going to prognosticate on this one. Excuse me. I think you're probably going to get some more emails.
I can imagine. Yeah. Well, send them over. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, there you go. Hey, keep up the great work. We really appreciate it. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Politico?
Do you want me to tell you or I can point you? I cover trade for Politico specifically. So I'm covering the Buy American side of things more heavily than the Hire American, but it's been fun. It's been an active few months under a new administration, and they're keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, there you go. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. M.M. Casella is my handle. M for Megan, another M for my middle name, and then Casella, C-A-S-S-E-L-L-A.
And if you include the Union Edge, we'll retweet it for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.